Calling all B2B salespeople, sales leaders, and business owners. This is the Sales Path Less Taken, the show that helps you embrace uncertainty, expand potential, and drive growth. Get ready to boldly invite change in as you carve out your own unique path. Now here's your host, Bernadette McClellan.
And welcome to this week's episode of The Sales Path Less Taken. For today, I want to dive down into what we would think is a fairly obvious topic, and that is around pipeline, specifically pipeline clarity, and how, as salespeople, as sales leaders and business owners, how we can work that pipeline to be better in our favor so we don't fall into that 50-something percent of businesses that are not making their numbers, because it's not just about closing the deal. There is so much along the journey that we can tweak inside our own businesses or inside our own territories. So what is a pipeline when it comes to sales, and why does it matter? Well, when we think about any form of pipeline, it's really just, it's a roadmap, okay? It's a visual representation of where we are today and where we want to end up. And along that way, just like any path, there are milestones, there are signposts, and we abide by those. So I mentioned before, salespeople, sales leaders, and business owners, and each one of those personas will look at a pipeline through their own unique lens. And I want to pull that apart for just a second before sharing with you what I believe the six key principles of a really solid pipeline are. So let's start with the salesperson. Okay, so when we look at a pipeline, we need to focus in on two outcomes or two reasons behind why we're looking at it, and that is precision and prioritization. So as a salesperson, the pipeline is really like our GPS. It will tell us those prospects that are out there that are just kind of dabbling. They're looking at what's possible for them. Will also tell us who's thick in the weeds and who is really looking at working with us. Why is that important? Because what it does for us then, it enables us to prioritize where we spend our time. And time is money. So what is the return on effort that we're going to get from each one of those names in the pipeline? And so prioritization is really crucial because it helps us also clean out that pipeline. So we look at it from those two avenues, precision and prioritization. Leaders, we look at it from a different perspective. We look at it from two aspects as well, but our aspects that we look at it from are strategy and scalability. So the more awareness that we realize that we have, and we realize that a pipeline is more than just a series of sales, it's actually the pulse of the success of our team. When I say the pulse of the success of our team, what do I mean by that? Well, a really well-defined pipeline is going to enable us as leaders to see that from a team's perspective, where they're performing, but also where they're struggling. And when we can see that, then we are better positioned to allocate our time as to who we coach, when we coach them, what we coach them around, but also where do we allocate resources? Now, I've recently surveyed a large number of sales leaders from Australia, New Zealand, and North America, and I've uncovered a number of different aspects when it comes to sales leadership and what is the pulse of the sales leader. 63.6% of those sales leaders are saying we don't have enough resource allocation in order to exceed our budget. And of course, that's what we want to do. We want to exceed our budget, not just achieve our budget. So a pipeline is a resource that is going to help us understand the health of our team, not just the numbers. What about the business owner? So the two lenses, I guess, that the business owner is going to look at a pipeline through is growth and goals. And the pipeline for a business owner is the engine of that business. Now, having owned a bricks and mortar business, an importing and wholesaling business, I understand that that pipeline is the engine. And so when we can look at a pipeline as a business owner, then what it enables us to do is enables us to receive or get insights. Insights on the business, insights on trends that are happening out there in the marketplace, and how we can best align our business to the growth and the trends and the objectives that we have. So the pipeline is more than just a CRM tick the box. So we understand the importance of having a pipeline and being able to use that pipeline effectively. But what is part of that pipeline? And this is what I want to delve into in the upcoming episodes. Because when you realize that the pipeline is more than just a CRM, it's more than just a tick the box, there's six other key principles that are crucial. And that is, number one is understanding your numbers. So we talk about our pipeline incorporating our numbers, which is crucial. You know, what are the ratios? What are the top of the funnel all the way down to getting an order? What are your ratios? What's your closing rate? What's your average deal size? You need to know that. As a salesperson, you need to know that. As a sales leader, you need to know your teams. And of course, as a business owner, you definitely need to know that. But it's more than just understanding the ratios of a pipeline or a funnel. It's also getting very clear on where those numbers are going to come from. And I know in a lot of, I guess, legacy companies, older companies, manufacturing companies, where you are relying on past relationships, you tend to just think, well, we'll just keep doing what we're doing and hope for a 10% growth. But you really need to identify where all your business is coming from. That then leads us to, where is your business coming from and who are those clients? Are you clear on your ideal client? I was working with an engineering company back in Australia, and we did the exercise, and what they realized is that they had one market that was part of their client profile that they really didn't need to focus on anymore. So getting clear on your ideal client is crucial. Following on from that is the messaging. Okay, so we all understand that your message to your market, it needs to be precise. It needs to be crystal clear. So they are three precursors to the actual fourth component, which of course is process. And that process needs to be predictable. In order for it to be predictable, you do need to look through the lens of the next component, which is reviewing. So as a leader, as a business owner, especially as a salesperson, you need to review your pipeline regularly. As a sales leader, what is it that you are reviewing with your team? What are you reviewing? And what are those areas that perhaps are missing? You know, they're skipping a beat. Do you know where that pipeline gets blocked? And how are you reviewing that with your salespeople? You know, is it proposal stage? If so, what are you doing to help your salespeople present better proposals or discussion documents, you know, or proof of concepts or demonstrations, whatever it may be? And then sixth is accountability. And that is, are you holding your team accountable, or is the tail wagging the dog. As a salesperson, are you allowing your sales leader to hold you accountable so that you can overachieve? So look, there's a lot in this episode, but I really wanted to have you think about your perception of pipeline. And do you have enough clarity around what's involved in a healthy pipeline? But look, this wraps up this episode. And I would love you to consider some of the ahas you might have got from this. And remember, this is the beginning of every sales journey, every path. And a lot of these components aren't followed through with. You know, I want this to be the sales path less taken. I want you to step into areas that perhaps you're not stepping into at the moment. And look, if you would love more of this, if you want more of this, then I would love for you to subscribe to this show. But I'd also love you to go to www.salesleadersglobal.com, and there is a tab called resources. And for any of you that are curious about the survey that I've just undertaken, there's a beautifully presented report there called The Pulse of the Revenue Leader. So I would encourage you to download that. And look, I want you to realize that it's not necessarily as a salesperson, a leader, or a business owner. Yes, it's important in that end destination, but it's not all about the end. It's where you are today, and for you to have awareness around where you are today. So I want you to stay curious. I want you to stay driven. And most importantly, I want you to stay very clear on this path that you are on. And on that note, I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Sales Path Less Taken. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. If you found value in today's content, please share with others and leave a rating and a review. For more information or to connect with your host, visit www.salesleadersglobal.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.